Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Secure ID News Podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. Dr. Nicole Spahn's career path has been unique.
It's kind of convoluted, but it seems most folks at about this stage in their career with biometrics have also had convoluted backgrounds.
Spahn is the principal facial biometric expert for IDEMIA National Security Solutions. She's also one of our Women in Biometrics Award winners for 2019.
Currently, my predominant duties are training for facial comparison and getting individuals up to speed on the state of the art in doing facial comparison so they can utilize facial recognition systems. I also do product improvement development and in general working with customers to try and find out what are their needs.
Spahn's career began with a PhD in geology, looking specifically at planetary geology. During grad school, she worked with NASA's Galileo mission to Jupiter and its moons.
And about 2 months before I defended my dissertation, about a month after 9/11, someone who'd gone to the same university and had the same degree came and discussed biometrics and facial recognition and the other skills that were similar and how our degrees could be used for comparing people, clothing, vehicles, et cetera, in images. And that was Dr. Richard Vorderbrugge from the FBI. And so I already had a postdoctoral job at a NASA center in Northern California lined up. So about a year later, I'm doing the postdoctoral job and decided, you know, it's been after 9/11. It's been a while. I'm a little concerned with security here on this planet. So I contacted Richard and said, are you all hiring? He said, yes, pointed me to the link, and I applied and thankfully got the job. So I started as an FBI forensic image examiner at Quantico in 2003. And at the time, the FBI did not yet have a facial recognition system. So we really started ramping up to get ready to get one. So I got in kind of at the FBI ground level of facial biometrics, and that's how it all really started.
Spahn's work as a forensic examiner often had her testifying in court about whether images had been manipulated or positively identifying a face in a video compared to a separate image. She began specializing in facial recognition while being exposed to a range of biometrics being used at the time.
At that point, the FBI was not quite ready for facial recognition, but now I'd done so much work on biometrics that I ended up switching jobs, and I got a job with the U.S. Army. So I became a Department of the Army civilian, and the job was in Heidelberg, Germany. So that made it much more appealing. And I ended up being the biometrics program manager for military intelligence at the U.S. Army Europe headquarters. So it was really good to expand on the skills I had learned and see people in the field actively using multimodal biometrics, get the enrollments in, how to process that through, searching the DoD's data set, communicating with other databases, and just really enabling foreign governments as well to know how to best utilize biometrics in terms of getting to the identity intelligence. And then when my tour was ending, I was looking for a position stateside. I landed at MITRE and did a short gig there at the Aberdeen Proving Grounds. And that's when I heard from IDEMIA, who at the time was MorphoTrack, and they were looking for someone to teach facial comparison. That was something I had done at the FBI to get them ready for the deployment of the NGI system. And I developed the first lecture course they really had. It was a 40-hour course on this is what you need to know in 1 week on facial comparison. So it was going back to those ideas, updating them, and pushing out the training to anyone, regardless of system. And that was something I was really looking to get back to. So it just timing worked out well. So I ended up at MorphoTrack, and we then changed our name. We're now IDEMIA. And I ended up at the National Security Solutions part of IDEMIA because of my federal experience.
Spahn uses her expertise to teach and mentor. She was elected as the first chair of the training subcommittee for the Facial Identification Scientific Working Group. She's also an associate of the International Association of Identification's FACE subcommittee, developing a certification in facial comparisons.
I'd say my proudest accomplishment was working on active casework with the FBI and getting them ready to utilize facial recognition for active casework. Just the force multiplier that being able to search use a recognition system to search a database. It's just a phenomenal advancement. When I was working active cases, most of our cases was they'd already developed a suspect, so we weren't comparing this person to this person. And if we ended up telling them it's not that guy, we couldn't help them any farther. So to prepare for the facial recognition and to work on active casework to know what needs to be the policies and procedures in place, that was just really something that meant a lot to me, because since I had gotten involved from 9/11, where we had video of the terrorists going through airports, trying to get to, can we prevent this again? And part of that was actually just working on casework, was helping with terrorism, helping with crimes, got to deal with victims' families sometimes. So it was just something I'm absolutely thrilled to have been able to do and help out.
Spahn thinks the best contribution she's made to biometrics is training students in how to conduct examinations.
Even just clarifying their misconceptions that they may have from watching television and saying, oh, well, the computer just hands you a person, to realizing that, no, a person has to actually evaluate the results from the computer. And there's a lot of science to know to do that, and how to get the sense of confidence when you are selecting the proper candidate, so that you're not picking the wrong person, you're picking the person who is most likely the one, so you can hand that investigative lead off and have someone else do the investigation and find out more information about it. So it's really the ability to teach, and I've had both U.S. and foreign, federal government, law enforcement, military, intelligence community, whole range of folks. I learn a lot from them as they bring their experience to the table. And then I get to share what I've learned. So I think that's the greatest contribution, and giving them a common terminology and giving them lessons learned so that they can get a good start or a further advancement so that they can then spread that knowledge to other people.
Dr. Nicole Spahn will be honored for her contributions along with three other Women in Biometrics Award winners this week at the SIA Gov Summit in Washington, D.C. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Secure ID News podcast.